练习吧。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. It's going to rain. Please close the window. 1. It's going to rain. Please close the window.
2. Please put the waste paper into the litter bin. 2. Please put the waste paper into the litter bin.
3. Mike is an independent boy, and he can even repair the broken bike himself. 3. Mike is an independent boy, and he can even repair the broken bike himself.
4. Susan would rather take an underground to go to school. 4. Susan would rather take an underground to go to school.
5. Team sports like playing basketball help children to learn how to work with each other well. 5. Team sports like playing basketball help children to learn how to work with each other well.
6. Pass the ball to me. Pass the ball to me, shouts the instructor to Mary. 6. Pass the ball to me. Pass the ball to me, shouts the instructor to Mary.
6. Pass the ball to me. Pass the ball to me, shouts the instructor to Mary. B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你所听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. Paul, what did you do last weekend?
I went on a 2-day trip with my parents. What about you, Mary?
I did some housework. My parents had to work last weekend.
Question.What did the girl do last weekend?
One. Paul, what did you do last weekend?
I went on a 2-day trip with my parents. What about you, Mary?
I did some housework. My parents had to work last weekend.
Question. What did the girl do last weekend?
2. How far do you live from the university, Mr. White?
It usually takes 15 minutes by car, but during the rush hours, it takes 5 minutes more.
Question. How much time does Mr. White usually spend on the way? 2. How far do you live from the university, Mr. White?
It usually takes 15 minutes by car, but during the rush hours, it takes 5 minutes more.
Question. How much time does Mr. White usually spend on the way? 3. You look upset. What's the matter?
I can't find my watch. Have you seen it anywhere?
Oh!Chenggang picked up a watch on the playground. Maybe it's yours.
Question. What's the matter with the boy?
3. You look upset. What's the matter?
I can't find my watch. Have you seen it anywhere?
Oh, Chenggang picks up a watch on the playground. Maybe it's yours.
Question. What's the matter with the boy? Four. How did you like the film?
It's very good. The music sounded very nice and the story was moving.
But it lasted too long.
Question. What did the man mean?
4. How did you like the film?
It's very good. The music sounded very nice and the story was moving.
But it lasted too long.
Question. What did the man mean? 5. Front desk, please. Can I help you?
This is Mr. Black in the room 806. Can I get a wake-up call at 5 a.m, please?
No problem. We'll be happy to do that.
Question. Where are the two speakers?
Five. Front desk, please. Can I help you?
This is Mr. Black in the room 806. Can I get a wake-up call at 5 a.m, please?
No problem. We'll be happy to do that.
Question. Where are the two speakers?
6. Do you happen to know what's on after the news?
I think it's the Animal World. Do you mind if we watch it?
Can we watch the movie on Channel 6 instead?
Question. What program does the woman want to watch?
6. Do you happen to know what's on after the news?
I think it's the Animal World. Do you mind if we watch it?
Can we watch the movie on Channel 6 instead?
Question. What program does the woman want to watch? 7. How about joining me for a cup of coffee?
I'd love to, but I'm tired. I was up till 3 this morning, writing a paper for my history class.
Question. Why does the woman say no to the man's invitation? 7. How about joining me for a cup of coffee?
I'd love to, but I'm tired. I was up till 3 this morning, writing a paper for my history class.
Question. Why does the woman say no to the man's invitation? 8. It's been raining since Monday, but clear weather is forecast for tomorrow.
I'm glad to hear that, because I always play golf on Thursday, and I like to have good weather.
Question. What will the weather be like on Thursday? Eight. It's been raining since Monday, but clear weather is forecast for tomorrow.
I'm glad to hear that, because I always play golf on Thursday, and I like to have good weather.
Question. What will the weather be like on Thursday? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的短文内容。 符合的用T表示, 不符合的用F表示。
Many people have the experience of shopping online, including a 3-year-old boy from England. One morning, Rachel and John were very surprised when they received a message from a website. It said thanks to them for buying a pink Nissan car. Rachel told the reporter, "We couldn't understand what was happening. Neither of us had bought anything on the internet. The couple checked online and found that it was true. They had bought a pink car for £8,999. But who had done it? There was probably something wrong. They understood everything when their son, Jack, woke up the next morning and told them, "I bought a car online, Mum and Dad." "We could hardly believe his words," Rachel said, "because he's only 3 years old. We never imagined that he could buy anything successfully online." Then John made a phone call to the seller and explained to him what had happened. "Well, we'll stop the deal, though it is not good news for us," said the seller. "We all have children, and they do silly things at times, so there is no problem." Rachel thought she probably had left her password on her computer, and that gave Jack the chance to buy a car. Many people have the experience of shopping online, including a 3-year-old boy from England. One morning, Rachel and John were very surprised when they received a message from a website. It said, "Thanks to them for buying a pink Nissan car." Rachel told the reporter, "We couldn't understand what was happening. Neither of us had bought anything on the internet." The couple checked online and found that it was true. They had bought a pink car for £8,999. But who had done it? There was probably something wrong. They understood everything when their son, Jack, woke up the next morning and told them, "I bought a car online, Mum and Dad." "We could hardly believe his words," Rachel said, "because he's only 3 years old. We never imagined that he could buy anything successfully online." Then John made a phone call to the seller and explained to him what had happened. "Well, we'll stop the deal, though it is not good news for us," said the seller. "We all have children, and they do silly things at times, so there is no problem." Rachel thought she probably had left her password on her computer, and that gave Jack the chance to buy a car.
'D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
After being homeless for nearly 3 decades, John Marie Ruffles' life is about to change for the better. The 47-year-old's book about begging on the streets of Paris has become a national bestseller recently, selling nearly 50,000 copies and earning him fame. The 176-page book, titled A Life on the Streets, tells Ruffles' story from his childhood to ending up on the streets of Paris in his early 20s. Ruffles started writing the book 2 years ago and got help from Jean-Louis Debris, former French leader. The two met many years ago when Ruffles offered to look after Debris' bicycle as he was shopping. Debris challenged Ruffles to write his book after hearing two passers-by saying, "Did you see that Debris is talking to a homeless man?" Feeling angry at their reaction, he suggested that Ruffles show these shallow people how wrong they were by writing a book about his life. Since the publishing of the book, Ruffles has been on several TV shows and newspapers across the world. He used the money to buy a smartphone to keep up with his growing band of social media followers. Ruffles hopes that his book will help bring a change in the way people look at the homeless and draw attention to the difficult situation of homeless people.
请再听一遍。
After being homeless for nearly 3 decades, Jean-Marie Ruffel's life is about to change for the better. The 47-year-old's book about begging on the streets of Paris has become a national bestseller recently, selling nearly 50,000 copies and earning him fame. The 176-page book, titled A Life on the Streets, tells Ruffel's story from his childhood to ending up on the streets of Paris in his early 20s. Ruffel started writing the book 2 years ago and got help from Jean-Louis Debris, former French leader. The two met many years ago when Ruffel offered to look after Debris' bicycle as he was shopping. Debris challenged Ruffel to write his book after hearing two passers-by saying, "Did you see that Debris is talking to a homeless man?" Feeling angry at their reaction, he suggested that Ruffel show these shallow people how wrong they were by writing a book about his life. Since the publishing of the book, Ruffel has been on several TV shows and newspapers across the world. He used the money to buy a smartphone to keep up with his growing band of social media followers. Ruffel hopes that his book will help bring a change in the way people look at the homeless and draw attention to the difficult situation of homeless people.